If the alternatives are jail or a pierced Adam's apple, I shall happily push one of your carts, though I can't predict how far I'll go.
Don't get me wrong, son. I ain't a bad guy, but you can only take so much. I spent 10 years trying to make Paradise Vendors a reputable organization, but that ain't easy. People look down on hot dog vendors. They think I operate a business for bums. I got trouble finding decent vendors. Then, when I find some nice guy, he goes out and gets himself mugged by hoodlums. How come God had to make it so tough for you?
We must not question his ways, Ignatius said.
Maybe not, but I still don't get it.
The writings of Boethius may give you some insight.
I read Father Keller and Billy Graham in the paper every single day.
Oh, my God! Ignatius spluttered. No wonder you were so lost.
Here, the old man said, opening a metal locker near the stove. Put this on.
He took what looked like a white smock out of the locker and handed it to Ignatius.
What is this?
Ignatius asked happily.
It looks like an academic gown.
Ignatius slipped it over his head. On top of his overcoat, the smock made him look like a dinosaur egg about to hatch.
Tied at the waist with the belt.
Of course not. These things are supposed to freely flow about the human form, although this one seems to provide little leeway. Are you sure that you don't have one in a larger size? Upon close scrutiny, I notice that this gown is rather yellow about the cuffs. I hope these stains about the chest are ketchup rather than blood. The last wearer of this might have been stabbed by hoodlums.
Here, put on this cap.
The man gave Ignatius a little rectangle of white paper.
I am certainly not wearing a paper cap. The one that I have is perfectly good and far more healthful.
You can't wear a hunting cap. This is the Paradise Vendor's uniform.
I will not wear that paper cap. I am not going to die of pneumonia while playing this little game for you. Plunge the fork into my vital organs if you wish. I will not wear that cap. Death before dishonor and disease.
Okay, drop it, the old man sighed. Come on and take this cart here.
Do you think that I'm going to be seen on the streets with that damaged abomination?
Ignatius asked furiously, smoothing the vendor's smock over his body.
Give me that shiny one with the white sidewall ties.
All right, the old man said testily.
He opened the lid on the little well in the cart, and with a fork, slowly began transferring hot dogs from the pot to the little well in the cart.